Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, April 24th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, yet again, all over the globe. And we're really happy that the SAT team's able to get the call out all over the globe very, very effectively. Tonight, Sue and I will be doing the call till about a quarter of 10 Eastern time, when we expect Bob to be joining us. Bob is being honored at an alumni dinner in Tampa for being one of the early founders of his mastermind groups. And this goes way back, a while back now. So he's being honored at a dinner tonight. And he will be joining us either on his way home or when he gets home, depending on traffic, coming from Tampa back to St. Pete. So, in the meantime, Sue and I will be keeping an eye on things, and we're going to start off by praying the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching from God's Word. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we are in a position to receive, and we thank you that you are in a position to give. Thank you that we accept and receive this good and perfect gift that comes down from you, and thank you for the fact that the blessing is going to absolutely be such a large blessing that we can use, not just for ourselves, of course, but to up-level humanity and bless the world. Thank you for this night, for this call. Thank you for everybody that's listening in Big Call Universe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I'm sorry that Bob's not going to be here to listen to the teaching live, but we'll just do the best that we can to comment on it when you're through.
That's wonderful, Bruce. And I want to dedicate this to Andrea's new grandbaby and her incredible journey in that way. And to anyone that has welcomed new life, whether it's through a creative project, a baby, or whatever, it's all about creation. And then I want to also dedicate this to Sherry and Mike. And we'll be hearing about a prayer request for them.
Okay.
And to everyone on the call, of course.
Yeah.
Tap into your full potential. In Numbers 11, Moses felt overwhelmed. He was leading the Israelites through the desert, some 2 million people, toward the promised land. Kind of like what we're doing, Bruce. They were complaining. We're tired of eating the same food. We liked it better in Egypt. Why did you bring us out here in the desert? Moses said, God, why did you lay the burdens of all these people on me? They're not my children. I'm not able to bear this on my own. It's too heavy for me. He felt so pressured and so stressed that he added, God, I would rather that you kill me than have me carry this heavy load. It felt unbearable. He couldn't take it anymore. God told him to call 70 men, 70 elders of the people, who could help him. God said to Moses, I'll take some of the spirit that's on you and put it on these men. They will help you carry the burden. One principle is to delegate, because you can't do everything by yourself. But it's interesting that God said he was going to take some of that spirit that was on Moses and put it on these men. Do you see how strong Moses was? Even though he couldn't do the work of all 70, God said, you have so much potential. You have so much you haven't tapped into that I'm going to take from you and give it to them. Imagine God taking from what's in you and giving it to 70 people, and you're still able to do great things. That's how strong you are. That's how powerful you are. That's how anointed you are. I want you to see yourself as a mighty hero, as someone who's well able. The reason you face big challenges is because you have a big destiny. The reason you have great obstacles is because you have greatness in you. The reason the pressure feels overwhelming is because you are stronger than you think. That difficulty is an opportunity for you to discover what's in you. This won't happen if you're weak, defeated, and saying, "I can't take it anymore. It's too much for me." If that was true, then God made a mistake when He designed you, or He accidentally put you in an environment that you couldn't handle. No, God doesn't make mistakes. The pressure is showing you how strong you are, how much you can handle. That's getting you ready for how high God is going to take you. He's preparing you for new levels, for greater influence, for unprecedented favor. When I was growing up, we had a dog by the name of Scooter. My father used to ride his bike through the neighborhood, and Scooter would run alongside of him. He was so proud of Scooter, who was a big German shepherd, strong and powerful. Scooter would take off ahead of my father and run through the neighbor's yard, checking everything out as though he was king of the road. One day as they were riding, a little bitty chihuahua saw Scooter coming from the street and started barking and barking. Scooter didn't think twice, but he took off toward the dog full speed as though he was saying, "How dare you bark at me?" My father thought, "Oh no, Scooter's going to tear into that dog. One paw on him and that little dog will be done." He sped up to try to calm Scooter down. The closer that Scooter got, the louder that dog barked. Finally, Scooter got right up to him. The big showdown. My father was waiting for Scooter to show how the chihuahua, who was boss, but Scooter rolled over on his back, put up all four legs in the air as though he was saying, "I give up. Please don't hurt me." My father said, "I was so embarrassed by Scooter that I turned around and went home." Scooter was a lot bigger on the outside than he was on the inside. That little chihuahua may have been small in size, but he was stronger than he looked, more powerful than he looked. My father was ashamed of Scooter, but I wonder how many times our Heavenly Father looks down at us and says, "Why are you rolling over and putting up all fours? Why are you giving up, being overwhelmed, thinking you can't handle it, when I've called you a mighty hero? When I've given you can-do power, when I've surrounded you with favor, when I've armed you with strength for every battle, when I'm going before you and making crooked places straight, when I've designed you to withstand any pressures that come against you." If you want to make God proud, stand strong, be courageous, think like a champion, talk like an overcomer, praise when you could be complaining, and declare victory when all you see is defeat, and expect favor when it seems impossible. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Sue, that was a very fun teaching. It had some good lessons in it.
I know.
Yeah, I like the part about Scooter, Sue. I like Scooter. And I love a German Shepherd anyway. But you know what was interesting about that? Yeah, Scooter came all the way up face to face with that dachshund, duck hound in German, dachshund.
No, it wasn't a dachshund. It was a chihuahua. It was a chihuahua.
A chihuahua. Yeah. That's even worse, man. Okay, with the chihuahua. I don't know why I was thinking dachshund. Okay, the chihuahua. But, you know, that is so wild. And the chihuahua said, yo quiero Taco Bell. No, just kidding. I don't even know if you get that joke, Sue. The thing that
I know you're
Scooter
joking
sounds,
in Spanish. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo quiero Taco Bell is what do you call it? The chihuahua on the Taco Bell commercials would say. So anyway, Scooter comes all the way up. Now, he could have torn that little dog up, but when he came up, and then he ended up rolling over on his back in a sign of submission, you know, kind of giving in. But I think he realized how he could have been really hurtful to that little chihuahua, and he knew he could have finished him off, but he just took the other way. He said, no, I'm just going to roll over, and I'm going to submit to the authority of this chihuahua at his home. And I think it was probably one of the funniest things to witness that. But anyway, I'm glad they didn't attack each other. It might not have been pretty. What's interesting in this teaching, Sue, to me, is that, you know, God equips us for everything that we are called to do. You know, he equips us and gives us everything that we need. He also says he would not put us through anything that would be harder than we have ability to do. So in other words, whatever God calls you to, he equips you for it. So even if you're in a position like Moses was in to lead the nation of Israel into and through the desert, they were complaining, oi, we've got manna, but that's all. What about meat? Do we have meat? And then Moses complains to God about, can we have a little change in diet? And then all of a sudden God provides all this quail. So they have meat, they have quail to eat. And then later, as they come into Meribah and Meribah, which means grumble and gripe, when they get to that point, there's no water, and everybody's thirsty, and the cattle are thirsty, and the people are thirsty, and everything that can drink water needs it. And so they come upon this place, and Moses is commanded to strike the rock, which is a symbol of Jesus Christ himself. Strike the rock with your rod, and out gushed like rivers of water, like a real creek, a stream. Everybody was able to drink and get loaded up, fill their bottles, everything they needed, and there was no more grumbling or griping about no water. I mean, imagine going into the desert and you can't find water, and any water you brought in is gone. I don't really blame the people, you know, for that. But Moses, you know, sought God, and God provided. Where God guides, God provides. And God was guiding them through the desert to the promised land and then provided what they needed. Provided, you know, a cloud cover by day to keep the sun from beating down too hard on everybody. And he provided a column of fire by night because the desert gets cold at night. And they were able to have warmth in the evening and nighttime. So he provided these things as the Israelites were moving through the desert, and it was really a beautiful thing. I think much in the same way, Sue, that we who have been in this journey to our promised land for, in my case, 20-plus years now, in the case of the Big Call, 14 years, you know, it's all a journey that is worth it. And yeah, I'll tell you the truth, I've never really been to the point where I was ready to throw in the towel, never ready to give up. I get great intel, and all of a sudden, things don't happen. And then I'll get more intel, and that's just what happens. You know, we've all seen it. You guys have seen it. If you've listened to the Big Call, you know I get excited about things, and I'll tell you what I'm hearing. That's all I'm doing, is telling you what I'm hearing, trying to put these things in some kind of a form or fashion where you can understand it and see it from my perspective, and then all of a sudden, you know, we don't have it yet. But I don't lose heart. I know God's called me to do this. He's called me to do this, and I'm excited to be able to still do it. And we've lost people along the way. We've lost a lot of people, and I don't like that. I don't like that because I know that once we get this and the actual numbers come out and we start our first exchange, once that happens, the med beds are days away from happening. And a lot of people out there right now, and Sue knows several of them, I know several of them, that need this med bed, will be available. And I'm excited about that. So that's what I have to say about the teaching so far. I'm sorry that Bob's not here to comment on it, Sue, but tell me what your comments are on it, and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit.
Well, it's interesting reading it and then listening to your comments. And what was arising was the awareness of it's about opening to God. I mean, Moses was out there leading, and he was surrounded. I like really looking at the principle that's being, the awareness that's being coaxed out of us in these stories. And there he was, and he's leading these people, and he was endowed with leadership. Like, they put on him that he was the only leader, the leader. And yet he had to spread it out so that that leadership had more distribution. That's number one. And number two, bringing it into modern times, understanding that that leadership now being imbued inside of us is going to come through each of us, and that we're going to be leading our families and leading communities, and that's why we have the classes we do. And it's time that we understand opening to God's wisdom and love in a new way, so we can lead like a Moses and also have it distributed like Moses finally understood, not as an isolated solo leader, but so that the people around you are also hearing God's voice. So I really, that's what I got out of the teaching in terms of, you know, we all get tired, and especially when you're having the community, I'm very aware of the things that are happening in the community, and people write to me and they tell me. Sometimes I get compassion fatigue, like Moses did, because I'm like on the email receiving end of it all, and I, like you, Bruce, I just go, this is a privilege to understand how people are getting ready. Finances aren't going to be everything, but they're getting ready because of having material security to step into a whole new space within themselves, within God, within Christ, where they'll be able to design lives that are about integrated fulfillment. And that's something that has never been on the planet because it's been so survival based. So that's basically what I got from it.
That's good, Sue. You know, in the case of Moses, when he would hold up his arms and hold the staff in his arm, when he raised it up toward heaven, good things would happen, provision would happen, things were going well. But when his arms got tired and would drop down, it's like he would stop. The power of God stopped. Then his brother Aaron would hold up one arm and someone else would hold up the other arm so that the continued provision of God and power of God would be there. And sometimes we need people to hold us up or to hold an arm up or to help us hold our head up, whatever it is. You know, and I think that's why he ended up with 70 people, that God took some of his spirit and put that on them to help in that situation. Because that was a lot of responsibility. You're taking the entire Israeli people out of slavery, out of Egypt, into crossing over through the desert into the promised land. And there was a big thing. And there was like, oh man, let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to slavery. Let's go back. At least we had food there. At least, you know, this and that. And, but fortunately, a lot of them made it through and made it through the Red Sea and through the Promised Land. But
that is the real story for anybody going through transformation. Mm-hmm. You're going to be pulled back into your old way. That's the resistance.
Yep.
That's your family. That's your. And when you hold up your hands, that makes sense. That was a really interesting insight. When you raise your hands, you are actually connecting to a higher dimension. Your body is a tuning fork. So it's just interesting to see. That's why we did that victory pose, remember, and putting up your hands in a
right.
V?
Yeah.
Because that's how you contact that energy running through your body. But imagine doing that with 2 million people griping all around you. That's like Trump. That's like Trump trying to lead us into this new phase. It's really interesting.
It is. It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, it sure is. And I think that was a good teaching, Sue. I appreciate that. And we could go into it a lot deeper. And I know if Bob were here, he would have a whole new insight on it that would be really interesting. But in this case, it's just the two of us tonight until approximately 9:45 Eastern tonight. So we'll see when Bob's able to jump on and join us tonight. Hopefully he can. As he comes back from his celebration dinner in Tampa. All right. Sue, thank you for that teaching. Let's entertain to see whether there are any praise reports or prayer requests that we can pray for tonight.
There are. And let's start with Pastor Scott, praise and prayer.
Okay.
I want to pray for our Big Call leadership. It's been a while. Sue, your teachings are spot on. Bob, love the products. Need to order again. Bruce, you're amazing after all these years. I've listened since 2014. God clearly has you three in his hands. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's
nice. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That was a wonderful praise report. Thank you.
Yep. And let's go to this one. This is from, let's see, Shelley. And that's interesting. To the prayer group, I'm requesting prayer for myself and my boyfriend. We recently lost our house and living in our car. I've been overwhelmed with all that is going on in the world, because before this I had to take leave from my job to care for my boyfriend. Now I may be losing that next. My boyfriend's name is Wade, and he's had surgery on his legs. He's learning to walk again, so the move to move our things to storage has been strenuous. I'm now looking for a place to live, hoping the RV will happen soon. It would really be a blessing if the Lord will forgive my sins from being short-tempered during this chaos. My name is Shelley. Please pray for me and my boyfriend. So we're praying for Shelley and Wade, and I'd like everybody to put their hand on their heart and just get quiet for a moment and realize that many, many people, and this is our prayer, you know, just to circle everyone on the call tonight, have been through, either post-traumatically, going through, currently traumatically, some sort of really difficult challenge. And so we're going to pray for Shelley and Wade that the love of this community, the power of Christ, the entire glory of all of us knowing the power that is in each of us being sent to these that we're praying for is so enormous that it just fills Shelley and Wade with the cleansing and the forgiveness and the joy and the knowing that many, many people like you have been through incredible difficulty and have overcome and had a window open or a door open, and we're seeing that for you, Shelley and Wade. And it's you're almost at the end. You know that the RV is real. You know that you're going to be blessed. So hold on to that and see the glory and the fulfillment in that. And follow what is in your heart through Christ. And we say and praise that name and say amen.
Amen.
Let's see. I have to look for one other here. Sorry. Talk for a minute. Okay, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
we have another, and this is for a member of our pod, and it's Sherry and her husband, Mike. And Sherry found out a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that her husband, Mike, had a spur on his spine that could punctuate, and they were told that he could bleed out. And she wrote, and I just saw this email this just now, that he's in the ER, and so they're trying to figure out what's going to go on, what's going to happen. So let's see Sherry and Mike, and let's hear them feeling and receiving the vibration of divine solution through Christ. And that experience of being held in the light and feeling comforted in the light and having things move away or new ideas come in through this light. Remember, this is the light that created med beds. This is the light that healed and raised the dead. It's the same light. And we're sending that to you, Sherry and Mike. It's the same light. The difference is choosing it, seeing it, living it, and accepting that something remarkable is about to happen. What you choose to have happen with all your heart, with all your mind, with all of your being. We see you being healed, we see Mike being well, and we see you receiving the love in this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
We have a couple more.
Okay.
I think that's maybe just one more. And so this is from Genia. Be thankful on this thankful Thursday because there's always something to be thankful for. Amen. John 11:25, Jesus declares, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Lord, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and his victory over death. May his resurrection bring hope and new life into our lives. Amen. We continue praying to our Heavenly Father for the health of all the leaders, the listeners, Pastor Scott, RV blessings, Social Security increases, med beds, DNA restoration, and world peace. Wishing everyone a safe and blessed, and I'm going to add this, healing and freeing weekend, Jeannie. Need everybody to get free.
That's good, Sue. That's good.
Your prayers and prayer requests.
Okay. And Jeannie, thank you for that again. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, I think we can write off increases for Social Security this month. I think it's probably too late. None of us has received an increase during our normal Wednesday Social Security day. So I doubt that is happening this month like we had been informed. Well, we've been wrong before, and we were wrong this time. So we'll have to wait to see what happens on Social Security increases. And I'll attack some of this stuff when we're in our Intel segment coming up. So thank you for that, Jeannie, very much. Sue, I know that people are still very much interested in med beds and quantum
yeah.
Leader Future Founder courses. What else are you on, or are you working on, or what are you planning to offer us?
Well, I am locked out of something right now, which is sort of interesting.
Okay.
Let's see. What can you do to fill? Okay, you fill for
you
just 2 minutes.
You need a minute or 2 minutes? All right.
2 minutes,
all right.
Yep.
Well, Sue's looking into this for a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Unlocking a file, trying to get into something she wanted to bring to
yep.
us tonight. I would just say, that it's interesting, and I don't think this is giving away a whole lot of intel tonight right now, but let me just say in the next minute or so what is interesting and what there's been a question about the I got to think for a second now about the contract rate on the dinar. I said last Tuesday, about the contract rate would be available for those who had projects. And the question was, what is that? What do you mean? Boy, it's been so long since we've talked about projects. It's humanitarian projects. It's humanitarian things that we are creating to uplift humanity, whether it's in your city, in your region, in the United States, like Rebuild America, or whether it's something international, like Rebuild International will be. And the projects, what it is I said there was a rate that's called a contract rate. It's pretty much tied to the per barrel price of oil that Iraq is selling their oil for. Now, this rate has fluctuated. It was high. It was over 100 at one point per dinar. Now it's hanging in the low 80s. There's a little trading range in the low 80s, which is a fantastic rate. And, yes, you do have to have projects, and it doesn't matter whether you have ZIM or not or other currencies. But if you have dinar and you're doing projects that you can type up, print out, and bring a copy to leave behind at the redemption center of your project, it can be one or two pages, no more than three. Not a business plan. It's an outline of what your ideas are. It could be one project. It could be up to three or four projects. But really, it doesn't need to be an extant review of it. Just a simple review,
mm-hmm.
and that qualifies you, Sue, to be able to receive the contract rate on your dinar. You'll be offered that if you have projects.
That's okay? So fascinating.
So that's the answer to that. Yeah, that's the answer to that question that came in through Bob, Sue.
Oh, really? You know what's interesting about this, and this will help anybody that worked on the world-class presentation with us back in the day, and thank you, GCK, because people used to call up and literally start crying because they were being convinced, they were being convinced elsewhere that they needed to have this lengthy business presentation.
Oh,
and they needed to have. They had their numbers, and they had, and I'll never forget, and I wonder if he's listening still, there was this great guy who goes, oh, several people, like MBAs and another person that's no longer with us, and everybody probably knows who he is, and all these people that, you know, if you've been in big presentations, you don't throw them the manual. You don't go, when you go buy a car, a really good car, they don't sit in the car seat next to you and say, okay, let's read through every single thing.
Let's read the manual.
Right? Oh, they want you to drive the freaking car. And so it was so, it's like your job is to go in there, present with clarity, like you own it. It's a bullet point. As this one man said, oh, this is like presenting to a general. I said, yes, that's the point. They need to get that your energy is behind it, that you're committed to it, and that's the thing that's going to make a difference. You can't be blobbing all over the place, filling the space. You've got to be clear.
It's not about that. And you might not have 5 to 8 minutes, Sue. You might have more like 3 to 5 minutes to present.
Right.
I used to coach people on
saying, here's my presentation. And then letting them know that these are job-creating presentations. They're 200 or more years long.
Yes.
Although,
yes.
Right?
That's exactly right. Okay. Well, I answered that question. Sue,
thank you.
Did you find where you
I'm
wanted
ready.
To be?
Thank you so much, yes. I was gonna, we got locked up from emails. I'm going to start with a testimonial. And then we're going to talk about the med beds, and then we're going to talk about possibilities that are upcoming.
Okay.
So read a testimonial, because this is fun. Here's who I want to call out by reading this testimonial. A lot of people, Bruce, are picking up a lot of information about the med beds and do they exist and where are they coming from. And they've also never been working in kind of bigger projects or thinking in the new ways that are kind of quantum Christ-ready ways. And this is two people that are writing about what they experience by listening to the classes. My goodness, Sue, these classes, MedBed and Quantum, so helpful and insightful. How can we thank you enough for creating this in preparation? Incredible. Chuck and Joanne. And so let me explain how this works. These are audio classes. Most people don't know that audio, like you, that's why did they create Audible at Amazon?
Right.
Because when you're listening to something, it actually moves through. We're going to get science-y. It moves through your water bodies. It actually goes in deeper than if you were watching a presentation. So these are two classes, MedBed 100 and Quantum 100, that are number one. I'm going to take you on a tour of what other people are thinking around your peers around what they're going to experience with the MedBed. May help you reflect on that, kind of get you connected so you don't feel so isolated. You're going to hear people saying, oh, really, I can have my hair grow long, or I can do this, or I can do that. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it much more manageable. And then you're going to get 65 enhancements, plus how you're going to prepare to write down those things that are acute or chronic, the things that are bothering you. It basically is a holding space, an educational space, a design space. So you're going to sit with what you know, And all of a sudden you're going to take in this information, and then you're going to walk through, oh, okay, so I'm going to design what I need to say in my interview. So we have an interview section. And you're going to think, okay, I need to get my eyes back. I need to do this. I need to do that. That's the basic thing. But then the fun part, this is the exciting part. What is possible? Do you want to be a few inches taller? Do you want to be 28 years old? Do you want your skin to be a certain color, more luminous? Do you want thicker hair? You get to ask for that. You get to ask for that. You get to ask for how your brain works. You get to ask, who was I talking to the other day? You get to ask for a certain level of body fat. Bruce and I get to talk to all these people that, you know, it's like it's just part of our, it's like swimming in the ocean of possibility, right, Bruce? So it's normal for us, but you're going to be put in your own aquarium. You're going to be put in your own aquarium. So you're swimming in the actual nutrient-rich, real information. That's the MedBeds. So that's the MedBed 100. Then the quantum program basically takes you through just a whole new context. There's a video that's included from another wonderful TED Talk speaker that just talks about thinking in quantum ways. And it's really just stepping in. It's just not an overwhelming piece at all. It's stepping in to thinking about how your thoughts, like Christ taught, but how your thoughts and how your feelings and how your choices are going to affect and be activated in this new quantum world. It's kind of like, it's like plugging you into a quantum world view so you can be better prepared for all the wonderful good stuff that is coming your way, and you can choose from a much more conscious, clear, and fulfilled you. So those are the two programs. If you'd like either of those or both, all you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds@hushmail.com, and just put quantum or quantum and MedBed or MedBed. You can do any combination, and they're each $100. And just put your name and your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. Hundreds of hours went into the development of these programs, so you're going to really, as you've heard from the testimonials, they're research-based, they're fact-based, they're going to take you into the future so you're much calmer, clearer, and more prepared. That's our job, is to make you so that, oh, this is easy. I understand this. It's just going to make it easier for you to move forward. So think about that. And then let me go to what I wrote up. We've been reviewing, kind of, remember, we've done 203 classes. This is after doing this kind of work for 30-plus years. And we've been reviewing, Bruce, some of the things that we're seeing out in the world, and then our intimacy with preparing leaders, research on leadership, and the thing that's missing. So I'm going to read you this new piece, and it's called Your Sovereign Glory is in the Room. And the final victory is going to be breaking these hidden chains post-RV. This course is going to start two nights, Thursday and Friday, in case we get delayed. but it's based on something we've never really treated in depth. And that's this. Are you ready to release what your ancestors carried so future generations can walk free? There are a lot of people in the past few decades, I'm saying really 20, 25 years, that have been faith-based trauma practitioners, intergenerational healing ministers, and Christ-centered inner renewal leaders. And they started to notice, so this is, you know, we looked across discipline, that there's six deeply embedded spiritual patterns that have come and been passed down generation to generation. You grew up in your family, you grew up in this system, and the whole point is not to bring the past into the future, right? And they go unnoticed. They go unnoticed. So most people are just living, this is the way life is. And these aren't surface-level things. These are deep behaviors, like, do you carry others' emotional pain as your own, believing it's love? So really, really chronic, super chronic, especially with spiritual people, they end up feeling that some of the energy that is theirs, it's not really theirs. They're carrying suffering, struggle, they eat because of it, they drink because of it, they work too hard of it because of it. All these behaviors, addictive behaviors, can be tied to carrying things that you picked up that you're not even aware of. Do I feel like I need to fix or rescue others to feel worthy? Huge, huge. Over-functioning savior complex. This can come from old unspoken roles in your family life. So if you felt like you had to take care of your parents, or if you had to be the cheerful one or the happy one because everybody was depressed, you took on these roles in relationship to a world outside of you that was in survival. Am I afraid of shining too brightly for fear of judgment or abandonment? A lot of people, it's a huge one for Christians. Because when you really step into your truth, that, oh, am I going to be like Christ? Am I going to get crucified? I had that. I was afraid I was going to get killed because I was in joy or clarity, and I literally had that, so I know that pattern. Do I hesitate to thrive or receive abundance out of loyalty to past struggles? So huge, I can't even tell you, Bruce. This often stems from inherited suffering that hasn't been released. So there's a big, big piece. And I'll say one more. We're going to go through six or eight of these patterns, and we're going to completely clear them. But think about yourself for a minute, and think about your memory is based on what you observed. 95% of you is out of your conscious awareness. So if you saw your mother getting love for giving food, and if you accepted food as love, let's take that as a pattern, or as a man. So Bob talks about it all the time. All of this is based on survival. Your mother didn't know how to access her own inner light or Christ, and maybe she had a husband, and he, like, his way of feeling something solid was to cook food and to feel pleasure through food. And maybe your father took on what his father did, which is to be kind of shut down. I'm talking about the really serious stuff here.
Mm.
Stoic, don't feel anything, just provide. And then
don't listen.
They weren't. Don't listen. Don't listen to your children. Don't be available. You don't have time for that. That gets into emotional neglect. This isn't going to be a heavy duty. We're not stirring the pot to bring up trauma. What we're doing is we're going to be able to provide the clearing and just the community to say, okay, we're walking away from all these old patterns. We don't need to bring them and create them unconsciously into our post-RV life. They're not flaws in you, but if you're not aware of them, they're running in the background. Why do you think we haven't gotten as far as Christ wanted us to get? Because up until now, we didn't know the science of our DNA. We didn't know the science of how to clear deeply stored memory. And we're going to do that in this class. You were never meant to carry what Christ already paid for. You were meant to have the means, literally the scientific and Christ-based means, to be the sovereign in the room, to be the you. You're going to have the money. We can't do all of this in two nights, but what we're going to do is we're going to clear six of these main programs. So ask yourself this. If you want to be a leader that wants to release and restore a world of clarity and peace and connection, and you can't get that unless you get closer to your purer self. And if you want to have that, when I say pure self, you're pristine, you're the true you. And if you want to reach that so that you're just, you're flowing, you're creating, you know how to move away the things that get in your way, that are distractions, that get in the way of your family, know how to hire people that can bring you the flow, like you're a river of Christ's love and light. You've got to unblock those dams. You've got to unblock these 6 to 8 patterns. We're probably going to do 3 a night, probably 6. So if you're interested in this class, and if you're interested, if we get this far, we're always looking at what have we not covered, what needs to be healed, what needs to be released. Just send us an email and say, Sovereign Room. Just say it like that, Sovereign Room. It's $100. It'll be next Thursday, May 1st, and Friday, May 2nd, and it'll start at 7:25. We'll be sending out something on it probably Monday, but I wanted to use the opportunity to introduce the concept. And these are the strongest, longest, operating in the background, operating in your cellular memory. And if you don't know about that, it's running in the background and you're not going to be aware, and it creates sabotage and limitation and a lot of things you just don't need in your energy field, especially if you want God's song. We want, money doesn't do it. How many wealthy people have you known? You want God's song of freedom and paradise and Eden. You want Eden singing in you. How can Eden sing through you when you have all this memory that you're not even aware of? So this is for the people that want to be a living river of light in Christ. If that calls to you, just send us an email and say, I'm in. integratedminds@hushmail.com. And it's sovereign in the room. And that means pure river in the room. And just put your telephone, your name, and if you have PayPal. You don't have to have PayPal. We send you an invoice. And that's my segment for tonight. And now it's 9:55, so Bob should be here.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes?
Time has flown by. Bob, you are here. How long have you been listening, Bob?
About 15 minutes.
Awesome.
So good. I'm so glad you heard that, Bob. I'm so glad. Congratulations, Bob, on your being honored.
Thanks.
Yes. Bob, tell us about it. Are you all the way home or are you driving?
Yep. I made it home.
Great. Okay. Tell us a little bit about what happened and then anything else that you want us to know tonight, like testimonials and sales and anything that you can think of.
Yeah, so it was a very informal event, and it was an event for the Board of Advisors Mastermind, and held out a business over in Tampa. And this was the first ever event that invited alumni to attend by invitation. And so many years ago, 9 years ago now, I was a founding member of the Board of Advisors Mastermind along with 12 other people. And I went to the meetings, you know, 4 times a year, 5 days at a time. So it was a total of 20 days at these meetings that were all day, all night. And it grew from the original 13 people to now over 150 members of the Board of Advisors. And so tonight was the first event where they invited alumni that started at the beginning but were no longer full members for whatever reason. And just introducing us around to new members, new potential members, talking with people about our experiences, and just being acknowledged by the founding president, Mike Calhoun, at this event. It was really great. Got to meet a bunch of new people and see a bunch of old friends and talk to them about Myotrol. Everybody wanted to know about Myotrol. They all want to get strong. They're all getting older and retiring, and that's their main concern is, like, we've been working all this time to, you know, build our careers and our businesses, and now that we're retiring, the most important thing is our health. And everybody was saying the same thing. So I have lots of people that are going to be coming to visit at the office. People are going to be calling, and it's always good to be able to help out.
It's great.
And then we got a bunch of more testimonials, you guys, from since Tuesday. And this one reminded me of something, which was one of the original reasons why we wanted to put together our dynamic combo that we don't really talk about much anymore. But this person wrote in, says, I've been using the dynamic combo for only 1 week, so it's a little too early to give a dynamic testimonial. However, it's replacing 20 supplements that I have on the top of my refrigerator. This is a lot easier to swallow.
It is.
Yeah, it also has a lot more in it than 20 bottles of supplements. But that's important to remember, because a lot of people try to piece together their own supplement regime from things they see on the internet or things they find out from the person at the health food store down the street, and to be able to actually put together a comprehensive, balanced nutrition regime is really, really hard to do. And if you could, it would cost you a fortune to do it that way. 20 bottles of vitamin pills would probably cost an average of, $30 a piece that this person is using, and they can get a dynamic combo for less than a third of that price, and it's 100 times better. So this is a really great testimonial here from a man who is talking about our products, and he said, after over 20 years in the trades, I sustained knee and shoulder injuries requiring multiple surgeries. I had massive pain and took medications and injections. Medications and injections were not an option for me. At 68 and retired, it was difficult to maintain my small farm with lingering joint pain and only 40% mobility. With Boomer Boost and Myotrol, the inflammation and joint discomfort have decreased after just 3 months with absolutely no side effects. It's no wonder this product sells out. It's a 100% must-have. Many thanks.
That's terrific. Great.
We had two really short ones. They're both from women. Here's the first one, says, great product, great service. The next one, that's about the dynamic combo. This one about vitamin D. Great product and even better customer service. That's Stephanie and Lucy and Jim and Raleigh and Matt, of course, all pitch in to do all of that.
Yeah.
And that's it for those testimonials tonight. And just as a reminder, Bruce, what we're doing with our sales right now is there's our sale where people can get their free barley, which we had a bunch of good testimonials about that on Tuesday. And that is when people purchase their collagen, which we had another testimonial about collagen in here, too, that I didn't read. And collagen, of course, is really good for your skin, your hair, your nails, your joints. And when you get your collagen, we're giving out a free canister of the heirloom barley, which is a half-size canister. So if you're first starting it, it's a whole month supply. And if not, you can use it as a travel pack or just as a supplement. Some people take extra barley at nighttime. It's really good for helping sleep. And then also we have a 20% off sale on our vitamin C because that goes really well with the barley and the collagen as well. It helps with collagen synthesis. And we're still running the 10% off sale on our clarity factor. And we just had another testimony about that clarity factor as well. And so this will probably go till the end of the month for these sales. So tomorrow's a good day to call in. Stephanie and Lucy will both be answering the phones. And good day to call in. And also next week, too, I think the end of the month is like next Wednesday, I think, Bruce. And let me just see. Yeah, the 30th is next Wednesday. So give us a call or go online and take advantage of those sales.
Sounds like a winner, Bob.
Yeah, it's about, it's just a few minutes after 10.
Okay. Well, Bob, I'm glad you were able to come and join us on the call and bring those testimonials, the minus of the sales, and also Just so that everybody knows how to get to the website, if you go to my site, which is bigcalluniverse.com, and you go on the site, you'll see at the top a banner that is a direct link into Bob's website. It says Boomers. You click on it, it'll take you right into Bob's site. You can go through and look at the various products. You can see the products on sale with the drop-down tab on sale. And then you can also look at all the various products and what they are, what they contain, and what they're designed for. There's plenty of information throughout the site, so check it out. And also, to call in, should you decide to call in, use the 800 number, 800-861-4609, 861-4609, and that's 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And so tomorrow is usually a very busy day, a good day to call in and get any help that you might need. 98% of the people go ahead and place their orders online and get it done that way, and it's probably the best way to go. But if you do have a question, you need some help, you can call the office and someone there will be able to help you. So that's really the way to go. Let's talk a little bit about a little more intel now and see where we think we are. Based on what I'm hearing, we're hearing that we could start as early as tomorrow with numbers, but more than likely it could be over the weekend itself into Monday. And the reason I say that is we know that Redemption Center personnel that we have talked to are going in Monday, but we don't know what time. We don't also know whether they're still going in tomorrow or over Saturday or Sunday. But we do know that if we do get started tomorrow or Saturday, we will go right through Sunday. So I'm going to say it's possible we get notified tomorrow or over the weekend. But right now, anything's possible as far as that goes. Some of the timing on this thing seems to be dependent upon President Trump being out of the physical country of the United States. Now, I've heard that for years and years, maybe 20 years. I don't know if it's absolutely true, but I did hear it again today. We know that President Trump is leaving for the funeral for Pope Francis. He's leaving tomorrow, which is Friday, and he's going to be at the funeral with First Lady Melania on Saturday, and then I believe he's leaving from there to go on to Iran, and then Iraq, and then on to the Philippines. But he's not supposed to be due back to the States until the 13th. Of May. Now that's a long time to be gone. And I know he's going, and he's got a lot of trade deals that are already wrapped up before he leaves, believe it or not. He's got a lot of that. Remember, there were 75 and then there were like 100 countries that wanted fair and free trade deals to happen. And we know that, for example, this morning the deal with Norway was wrapped up. And I know that they've been working on China and Iran, both. And they may be complete, but they have not been announced yet. And we're looking for those to be announced quite possibly over the weekend. Now, realize it's possible for President Trump to make an announcement even while he's on Air Force One or traveling to another country, because he could have made a pre-recorded announcement that we get concerning NASARA, concerning the USN, concerning the new restored republic. All of that could start to manifest for us this weekend. So we're going to have to stay close and pay close attention to that possibility of those announcements coming out. Beyond that, I talked to you guys earlier on the call about the contract rate on the dinar in the low 80s, and that you need projects to be able to qualify for that. They should offer you that if they find that you have humanitarian project or projects, and so they'll find that out when you come in after you set it. Now, remember, that's only good at the Redemption Center, not good at any other bank, just the Redemption Center. Some of the highest rates are there already in place, and they are moving up. Some of them have moved between 8 and 10% over the last couple of days on dong and on dinar, and they're really excellent. I was blown away to hear what the dong rate was on Monday. Here it is Thursday night, and we don't have an up-to-date rate, but we know approximately where it is, and it's going to be terrific. So beyond that, I think it's just real simple to get in touch with Sue about the MedBed 100, the Quantum 100, and if you're interested in her next upcoming class, Sovereign Room, I think is the shortened version of it. Let her know that's going to be a two-night class at $100 for the class. And let her know in your email, say, I'm in for the Sovereign class. I'm in. But for MedBed 100s or for the Quantum 100, just put that in the subject line, MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 if you want both. Of course, it's $200 for both of them. Let her know if you have PayPal. Let her know. You don't have to have it. If you don't have it, she'll send you an invoice that will invoice you through PayPal, and that'll be the way to take care of that. But let her know. Go ahead and get those emails out to her tonight or as early as you can. You know, we never know when we could get surprised and get the toll-free numbers, and at that point, she's no longer going to be sending out the classes. All right? Both classes are super classes and will prepare you wonderfully, not only for the MedBed and the MedBed interview, but also for everything that you're going to face when you get ready to come out of the Redemption Center and start your new lives as humanitarians. So this is all good. This is what I wanted to bring out. Let's go ahead now and say thank you to Sue and to Bob. Thank you to GCK, to Jeannie, to Pastor Scott. Thank you to the satellite team for getting the signal out and the call out all over the globe. And thank you, of course, to Big Call Universe for listening to the call over these 14 years. We appreciate you. We look forward to working with you in the future on projects like Rebuild America, Rebuild International, and also the Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network. So all of those are my four projects that we're going to need some help on, especially Rebuild America. So I'm looking forward to getting with you on that. Beyond that, obviously we need to keep our president in mind, pray for him and First Lady as they travel, and anything else that's happening internationally and in this country as far as that goes, both. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you've done for us to get us to this point. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for bringing us information that we can use that tells us roughly when the blessing is to arrive. We appreciate all that you've done for us and continue to do. Thank you for keeping us healthy, healed, and whole in every way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody, thank you and have a great weekend. Keep an eye on your emails, and we will talk to you Tuesday night for possibly a celebration call. Let's see how this goes over the weekend. Okay? God bless you guys. Amen.